It's okay. We're bringing you help. Can you tell me who you are?
I didn't want to be...
Your name. Tell me your name. Okay, I need you to stay with me, buddy. Come on. Tell me what your name is. This is Unit 41, David 8. I need an ETA.
Nearest unit is 2 minutes from your location.
Yeah. I have multiple victims with severe injuries and at least 2 bodies.
Non-human perpetrator?
Definitely. Yes. Suspect is being held.
Copy that, 41D8 and, 6.
Hey, you still with me? Come on. Help's coming. Stay awake, okay? Talk to me. What's your name?
Anna.
I don't know what to do.
No, I'm Raina. Why don't you tell me who Anna is? Catherine, I can't leave this person. I need you to take a deep breath and check on Vince.
Vince?
I'm fine now. She isn't going anywhere.
Vincenzo, you can't do this to me. To us. We've been friends for centuries.
And for centuries we've evolved. Why would you do this, Belle? They're innocent people.
They're mortal. Human. You could snap every neck like a twig. They're ours.
Those are the old ways, Belle. Older than me.
Don't do this. Kill these humans. Run away with me.
No. This isn't what we are anymore.
Miss Patricio, I'm placing you under arrest. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will
be
used against you in a court of law.
Let me go,
you have the
Vincenzo.
Right to an attorney.
Detective!
If you cannot afford an attorney...
Now!
Vince! Shit! She's black crazy!
Belle.
I'm sorry. I had to.
I know.
This is Unit 41, David 6. Vampiric suspect is...
Unit 41D6, please repeat. Detective Clayman?
Hello? Hello? How does this work? Do I push the... Hello?
Detective?
No, this is Vince Moretti. I'm with Detective Clayman. She was attacked. She might need a doctor.
Units are on scene, sir.
Get on the floor and put your hands out beside you.
Me? No, you're mistaken.
Sir, get on the floor now and put your hands... Jesus!
He's not a suspect. Get the paramedics in there. Catherine. Hey, Catherine. Are you okay? Catherine, talk to me.
I think she might be in shock.
Janelle, I'm standing at the scene of a horrific crime that the world hasn't seen in over 60 years. A member of the vampiric community deciding to keep the old ways that kept humans in a literal torture chamber. All of it hidden behind this spawn, South Beach. One Miami-Dade detective had been taken to Mount Sinai Medical Center, as well as 2 seriously injured victims. Initial reports from the officers on scene are saying there are multiple bodies. This is a developing story that we will keep you up to date on. I'm Carlos De La Rosa with Channel 7 News Miami.
So, how's she doing?
She'll be all right. She requested some time off.
Let me talk to her first.
I'm going to give her the time off.
I know. Just let me talk to her. Hey.
Hi.
So, Darius said you wanted some time off.
Yeah. I think I need a break.
You just got here.
I don't know if this is for me, Raina. I don't know if I can do this. Greenville, South Carolina was one thing. This is a whole other ballgame.
Yeah, you're right. This is probably a huge change for you, and a lot harder in a place this big. There's multiple non-human crimes daily, and sometimes you have to deal with things like staking a vampire.
It wasn't just that. I mean, yes it was. That was someone's life I took. It doesn't matter if she was kind of undead. And those people... Those bodies...
I'm having nightmares.
I know you are. Most of us do. Especially after something like that. Look, I'm gonna give you somebody's number. She's good to talk to.
Are you seriously about to tell me to see a therapist?
Yes, I am. I see one and half of the department does. You need it after this.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. I want you to talk to her. And I don't want you to take a leap of absence.
Why?
Because I think you're good at this job. And I know you can do it. Hell, I look forward to working with you. Catherine, I know how hard this is. The first time I staked somebody, I lost it for days. And the first bad crime scene kept me awake for weeks. I had to talk to someone.
Can't you give me a couple days to just recover?
Seguro. But come back. And call the therapist.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, welcome back.
Thanks.
So, how are you feeling?
Not too bad. Not too good either.
I heard you got your bike fixed.
How did you know that?
I talked to Isaac. He said you came in to pick up your bike and you both went on a ride. He even called you Cat.
Yeah. He said I needed a better name than Catherine.
Okay, don't get too close, Cat. Remember what I said about Isaac. Being friends is going to be really hard. Alright, well, are you ready for good news, better news, or great news?
I guess the good news first.
The good news is that Vince's eyewitness statement keeps you out of any internal investigation.
That does make me happy.
Now, the better news is that Belle was our perpetrator. There was more than enough evidence to show that she made everything look like a werewolf attack. She even pumped those poor guys full of drugs.
What about Nathan Sutherland? He was out after dark on the first night.
I was wrong. He went in late. You know those Instagram posts from the new werewolves? They're proof. Nathan was with them before and after they shifted. He's off the hook.
With all that, I'm wondering what the great news is.
Oh. Both victims taken to the hospital are going to survive.
That is great news. What about Shane Lynch?
He's fighting, but he's in bad shape. Say a prayer for the poor guy.
That's not great news. But I'm glad to hear he survived so far. Rena, I need to talk to you about something.
All right, sure.
You did some things I really didn't like. You could have gotten us both in a lot of trouble. I don't want to just ignore something and not call it in. I don't want to pretend like I didn't see something. And I don't want to hold someone on a flimsy charge. That's not why I started doing this job.
Yeah, I knew this was coming. Look, I know in South Carolina things were by the book. I'm sure most of the crimes you dealt with were human perps. When you're dealing with non-humans, it's just different. Every one of us has our own society and our own rules. Vampires even more so. If you let them do things their way, things go a lot easier for the rest of us. Look, laws are great for the majority of the world, which is humans. Laws aren't great for non-humans.
The laws are there to protect everyone.
All right, when you were on patrol and you caught someone speeding, did you always write a ticket?
Well, no.
Right. But they were breaking the law, and you still let them go.
Sometimes people just didn't realize. Or they were really stressed out, and I could tell.
Mm-hmm. So you looked the other way.
I see what you're saying. You don't have to keep making the point.
Hopefully you'll understand even more soon.
Why?
Vincenzo Moretti has formally invited the both of us to his home for dinner. He wants to apologize for the entire mess with Belle by wooing us with a fully catered 6-course meal.
Huh. I guess I had better buy a new dress then.
Hey, can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking for a bike.
First bike?
Huh. How'd you know?
Because you look like you're 12.
Yeah, thanks.
Isaac Correa. You?
Leo Moretti.
Moretti. Same last name as the vampire? Any relation?
Yeah.
Thrall?
God, that is so rude! No! Adopted!
How's it feel to be adopted by a vampire?
How's it feel to turn into a giant wild dog once a month?
Pretty damn good. Anyway, nice to meet you, Leah. What kind of bike did you have in mind?
I don't know. I just finished the course and got my license.
Let's look at some street rods. They're right over here. Go ahead, swing a leg over one and see what you think.
This one's nice.
That's a Sportster. Another good choice, but a little higher on the price tag.
I told you who my dad is. That's not a problem.
Leonardo! What is the meaning of this? I told you these are dangerous. You can't have one.
Vince? How did you know I was here?
You posted a selfie on Instagram that said, I'm going to buy my first motorcycle. And you tagged your location at a coffee shop in Hollywood. It wasn't that difficult.
Oh, I wish Sophie never taught you how to use a phone.
Home, sir. Now.
Oh, come on, Vince. I'm 18 years old.
And I said that these are dangerous, Leonardo. You won't be buying one.
Hey, hi, Vince. Mr. Moretti. I'm Isaac.
Isaac Carrillo. I know who you are. Excuse the interruption. I'd like to take my son home now.
I don't want to butt in here, but why don't we talk about your concerns?
These machines are dangerous. Far more dangerous than any car. Why, I've seen them blow up on people.
In what year?
1904. I don't know. It was the beginning of the century. That part of my life is a little fuzzy.
Right. Let's talk about this. There's a lot to catch up on with motorcycle technology. They're actually made from their own parts now.
Really? How far have they come?
Indian motorcycles? Harley Davidson? Yamaha?
Oh, Yamaha? They make the jet skis. Those are so much fun. All right, I'll talk with you, but I'm not ready to say yes yet. Plus, motorcycles are such a werewolf thing. You're a human, Leo.
They're not only for werewolves. Detective Clayman has a bike.
Let's go over to the office and talk, guys. I think we might get Leo on a bike after all.
Hey. Hey, you. You.
Me? Oh, wait. I remember you. Nathan Sutherland, right?
Yeah, I told you that you arrested me for nothing.
Yeah, sorry about that.
What? Sorry? Seriously?
Claro. I'm sorry.
Oh. Shit. I was gonna call you all sorts of names. Thanks. See you later.
I guess werewolves aren't used to officers being nice to them.
No, they aren't. It's because most officers are human. I told you, there's a divide between human and non-human.
I'm starting to see that, and I don't think I like it. At least Nathan Sutherland knows he's innocent.
Yeah, no he's not.
You have to be kidding me! He's dealing drugs right in front of us?
What an idiot. Nathan!
What? I didn't do anything.
Hey everyone, it's Jally. I want to thank you all so much for listening to this episode of The Veiled Monarch. To find out more about The Veiled Monarch and Hey It's Jally Entertainment, visit heyitsjally.com. You'll find ways to connect with the community, ways to support the audio dramas, and more entertainment. I'd like to thank the wonderful cast of The Veiled Monarch for bringing these characters to life. Thank you all so much for working so hard on this audio drama. I'd also like to thank Will Frost for his creativity and writing. And I'd like to thank all of our supporters on Patreon. You guys help make this possible.
There is a penguin sliding.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Janelle, I'm once again at the Veiled Monarch nightclub where you can see the activity of police behind me. The victim of an illegal hunt found yesterday was misidentified as Shane Lynch of Kendall. Earlier this evening, Shane Lynch walked into the front door of the Veiled Monarch nightclub and collapsed near the bar. He sustained multiple serious injuries. I'm here with a Veiled Monarch employee. Can you tell us what happened?
He stumbled in the front door and collapsed.
Did you try to help him?
I called 911 immediately.
We heard that two Miami-Dade detectives were inside when this happened. Is that true?
They were, yes. They helped before the ambulance came.
Thank you. This is a developing story, and we'll keep you up to date. I'm Carlos De La Rosa with Channel 7 News, Miami.
We can all tell that the victim was flayed and tortured. Toxicology shows a large amount of drugs in his system, most of them prescription painkillers. More than any one person should be taking.
Yeah, I don't get it. The only way he could have even walked into the Veiled Monarch is by those drugs he'd taken, or was given. And his family can't really say anything right now. Poor guy was dead this morning, and now he's half alive.
The victims both look like an illegal hunt. A shifted werewolf wouldn't place someone else's tattooed skin on a body. They don't have that kind of control. I think we might be dealing with someone who's really sick.
You did say that Vince Moretti's son saw Lynch?
He reported Lynch was intoxicated. He almost hit him with his car just a few hours before the body was found.
I'd like you to both go back to South Beach and talk to Leo Moretti. See if he remembers anything else about seeing him. Then ask around and find out who else saw him. That's the Stray Cats for all I care.
Good evening, detectives. I'm seeing you both so much that I think we should be on first-name basis now.
Not yet, Vince.
What can I do for you this time?
We want to look back to two nights ago, right after Leo almost hit Shane Lynch. You opened the club that night, right?
I did, yes.
It was also the first night of your feeding lounge.
Yes.
Did anybody tell you about anything out of the ordinary? Maybe you heard some conversations?
No, I didn't. It was a slow night, more vampires than humans. Most humans were too scared to come out.
Vince, you do know that Shane Lynch had puncture marks on his neck, right?
I saw them. I wondered if either of you noticed it. I should have known the non-human would have.
What? Why didn't you put that in the report?
Because it healed before the ambulance even arrived.
This is pretty important information. I can't believe you didn't report this. We need to write this
in
the...
Yeah, no we don't.
Otherwise, the Iron Oath will be here in moments.
Oh, come on! You guys have to stop this! You can't start breaking the law to keep the Iron Oath away from you!
Oh, Detective Clayman, it's adorable how new you are to all of this.
Excuse me?
Yeah, that was patronizing, Vince. What he means is, you just don't understand things yet. Look, Catherine, you need to trust me. Us.
Oh, there's an us now?
Non-humans?
Right. Detectives, I have a dinner appointment very shortly with an old friend. She should be arriving any second. You're both welcome to stay here and look around as long as you'd like to.
Thanks, Vince.
Vince, Belle is here.
Ah, just on time. As if it was supposed to happen.
Vincenzo, you aren't ready yet. Oh, you have guests.
Belle, Patricio, Detectives Escobar and Clayman.
Huh. Nice to finally meet you.
Oh, you've heard of me. How nice. Are you human, dear?
Not exactly.
Oh, that explains things. Are you both joining us for dinner?
No. They're looking into the gentleman who left in an ambulance.
Oh, yes. What a terrible thing. The poor man. Is he doing all right?
He's still in bad shape.
That's awful. Well, I hate to change the subject like this, but what else can one say about it? It was lovely meeting you ladies. Vincenzo?
Indeed.
Now what?
Well, Vince told us to look around, so let's do that.
Hi, Leo. Is that cat food?
Yeah. There's a stray that comes by. Vince said to stop feeding him.
I won't tell him.
I feel bad for the little thing. He didn't ask to be like that.
You sure you aren't a druid, Leo?
Yeah, just a soft spot for animals.
Hey, Leo, how often do you feed this cat?
I leave food out for him every night. Why?
Alright, when does he come by?
Sometimes late, sometimes early, it depends.
And Raina can talk to it.
That's exactly what I'm hoping.
Oh, I get it. Maybe it saw something.
All right, let's go feed that cat.
Jackson! Jackson! Here, kitty kitty.
You named him?
Yeah.
You know he's your cat now, right? You bonded with him.
I was kind of hoping for that. But I need to convince Vince that I can bring him home.
Oh, hey! Here comes a cat.
Hey, it's Jackson! How are you, bud? Dinner served.
Well, he's happy you're feeding him, and he likes the name. I remember you from the first night. It's good to see someone's taking care of you. Do you mind if I ask you a question? There was a man here two nights ago, and he was hurt really bad. Did you happen to see him? Really? You're sure? Well, thanks. Enjoy your dinner.
What did he say?
Okay, first, Leo can take him home anytime he wants. Second, we need to find out who owns the businesses around here.
Vampires own most of this block.
All of these restaurants and clubs are vampire-owned?
Yeah, is that not the lamest thing? I mean, why do vampires stick to stereotypes like that? At least Belle has the spa. That place is nice, too. She gives me and Vince free gift cards all the time. I love getting manicures.
How very metro of you, Leo.
Hey, I'm a man of the 21st century. We care about our grooming. Unlike Vince, I wasn't born before soap. Besides, Bella's nice. She's weird, but nice.
She's something, all right. Why do we need to know about the businesses?
Jackson said he did see the man who was hurt. He watched him go out the window of a business nearby.
Let's go look at some windows. Leo, why don't you go inside and make sure the doors are locked?
Okay.
Just for safety. Let's see. Some of these windows don't open at all. He couldn't have come out of any of them. Is there an old building here?
That one. There are windows on the second floor, and it looks like they work.
Let's go in, then.
Hello there. Do you have an appointment?
No, we don't.
I'm sorry, but we don't accept walk-ins. If you'd like to see our brochure and have some water or herbal tea while you look, I'd be happy to make an appointment for you.
I'd love to, but we need to ask some questions.
Oh gosh, sorry, officers. Is everything all right?
There were some attacks near here recently. We were wondering if anyone who works here saw anything at all.
I'm afraid not. The police already came in to question everyone. Do you want me to start bringing people up again to talk to you?
No, that's okay. We were just checking again. Just between us, we're having a hard time finding information. We thought we'd double-check with local businesses.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. The officer who came by left his card. If we know anything, we'll call.
Could we look around a little? Do you mind?
Of course. Feel free. But please be very, very quiet in the spa. Our clients are relaxing.
Good job up there.
What are we looking for?
Stairs.
Like those roped-off stairs.
Exactly.
There's the second floor windows. Nothing at all on the floor.
Oh, look at that. Not a speck of dust or dirt on this part of the floor. Okay, we need some help.
Are we calling this in? Shouldn't we submit a report first?
No, we need non-human help. I hope Vince likes us as much as I think he does.
Okay.
Trust me.
I'm getting tired of hearing that.
Hey, is everything going okay?
Leo, why are you still here?
You know what? I don't know. It's almost like I just need to be here, isn't it?
Is Vince back yet?
Yeah, he's in his office.
I still can't figure out what you're doing in a nightclub. You're underage.
Let's just roll with it.
Hey, Vince.
Detectives, I didn't expect you to come back tonight.
Can we trust you, Vince? Can I trust you?
That depends, Detective Escobar. What are you trusting me with? If you were a vampire, I might say yes, but you aren't.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be worse when I tell you we might be implicating another vampire.
Then you probably can't trust me.
Oh, I see what you're doing now. Vince, we just need your eyes on a window.
I'm very confused.
We'll explain on the way. Please, come outside and look at something for us.
And then we found the clean spot on the floor. All we need to know is if there's anything you can see outside the window.
This is disturbing if your theory is even remotely correct. There's no blood outside the window, but it's been cleaned recently. It doesn't match the rest of the outside. Oh, Belle, what are you doing?
We don't know yet if Belle did anything. She just owns the business. That doesn't mean she's here all the time. Vampire-owned businesses always employ other vampires.
You do have a point, Detective. Still, I don't like this. Why don't I talk to Belle first?
You know I can't let you do that.
At least let me be with you. She's an old friend.
I don't see why we can't.
Now you're starting to get it, Catherine.
I guess.
Thank you both.
Keep your ears open for us, Vince.
I am.
I can't believe we broke in. I've done things today that we are both going to get in a lot of trouble for.
Yeah, we didn't break in. This is legal.
That's shaky, Reina. Very shaky.
Someone's coming, detectives.
Vincenzo, did you need something?
Belle, the detectives need to ask you some questions.
I hope this is important, considering it is after hours, detectives. Especially with my doors locked and alarm system on.
Belle, Shane Lynch was seen tumbling out of your second-story window. Could you explain that?
That's absurd. There is no way he could have.
Belle, what's that noise?
There are people feeding in the back rooms.
That's not feeding. They're in pain. I want to see this for myself.
Go on. If you are hungry, I'm sure someone is available. I'm sorry, detectives. We don't allow any humans in unless they are donors.
Yeah, I'm not human.
You are not a vampire either, dear.
They can come as my guests.
I can't allow that, Vincenzo. The people feeding are private people. Just normal citizens. I don't think they'd like to see police presence.
They're plain clothes. I'm sure it's fine.
I said no.
Do not tell me what to do, whelp! I've over a century on you. Do you think I don't know those sounds? The old ways are gone for a reason.
They're gone because they grew weak. You grew weak.
Stop! Both of you, stop!
Get away. Don't draw it, Catherine.
Where's my stake?
We didn't see this, Catherine.
Vampire fighting requires a stake to be drawn in case of a blood craze. We have to stop them and call it in.
Look, if we call this in, Vince could get staked. He might be saving lives right now. Belle is old. She could kill both of us. Vince is the only thing standing between us and her if she goes into a blood craze.
Detective Escobar!
We didn't see this. Do you understand me?
Fine.
Enough. Put her down, Vince.
I'll rip her throat out and drain her of her essence.
Reyna, he's starting to slip.
Oh, okay, okay. Vince, you did a good thing. You helped some friends. Put Belle down. Let's just see what's in there. Calm down. You're fine. Everything's fine.
I'll keep her here.
Don't do this, Vincenzo. Please.
Holy shit. I'm gonna be sick.
Hey everyone, it's Jally. I want to thank you all so much for listening to this episode of The Veiled Monarch. To find out more about The Veiled Monarch and Hey It's Jally Entertainment, visit heyitsjally.com. You'll find ways to connect with the community, ways to support the audio dramas, and more entertainment. I'd like to thank the wonderful cast of The Veiled Monarch for bringing these characters to life. Thank you all so much for working so hard on this audio drama. I'd also like to thank Will Frost for his creativity and writing. And I'd like to thank all of our supporters on Patreon. You guys help make this possible.
There is a penguin sliding on an iceberg, and then the fiery ice cracks, and the penguin sees Donald Trump and feels numb and dies. Donald Trump hops into a balloon and floats away. A child sees him and says, "Look, something ugly is in a balloon." The end.
Are you a kid with a story to tell?
Want to learn how to make great radio?
Then sign up for CITR's
Kids Radio Camp!
On-air training,
games,
field trips,
and more, happening this summer from July 15th to 19th.
Kids aged 11 to 14 are welcome.
To register, go to CITR.ca.
How was your first real ride, Leo?
There was nothing like it. That was great.
Nothing like a little wind in your face. Hey, Chloe. Here, Leo. I want you to meet someone. Chloe Hernandez, Leo Moretti.
Moretti? Really? Wait a second. Are you Vince Moretti's son?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
I figured you'd get along. Leo just got his first bike and started riding. I figured a bike night like this is a good place to get acquainted. I'll leave you two to it. I need a beer and a burger.
Holy shit, you probably have so much money. Did you pay for it in cash? How many cars do you have? I'll bet it's something super nice. What is it, a Ferrari?
No, it's a Ford Focus.
What? Seriously?
Yeah, and I am making payments on the bike. Vince won't just hand me money. He said I have to earn it my own way first.
Okay, that's cool. He's doing the dad thing. I get it.
Chloe!
Cupcake!
Cupcake?
Yep, that's my name. What's yours?
It's just Leo.
Don't worry, we'll get your road name.
Cupcake, this is Leo Moretti.
No shit. Like, the vampire?
He's my dad, yeah.
Your dad's probably pissed that you're here with a bunch of werewolves. Why are you here anyway, man?
Isaac invited me. He asked me to ride with him and some buddies.
Oh, teaching you how to run with a pack. Good job, Isaac. Hey, good to meet you, Leo. I'm going to get another beer. You need anything? Beer? Shot?
Nah, just a soda or something.
I won't tell if you don't. You get me?
yeah, sure. I'll take a beer then.
There you go. I'll be back with the beer.
Man, this is pretty cool. It seems like everyone knows each other.
We're a big family. Dysfunctional, but still a family.
So you're not human then?
Werewolf. I was born one. My mom and dad are somewhere around here.
Your parents are here? Oh man, Vince would never go anywhere like this.
If Vince is your dad, then how did you get in with Isaac anyway? I figured you'd be on your way to being the next in line to the Moretti fortune.
Well, I wanted a bike, and a friend of my dad's knows Isaac, so I went to him for it. Vince was pissed, but Isaac convinced him to let me buy one. I don't know how either. You can't convince him to do anything.
One beer, two beer, three beer, my beer. Oh, wait, let's drink to Leo and his new bike.
Ah, Leo, how was your evening out? Oh, my goodness, you reek. What are those smells? Oh, werewolves. Dirt, motorcycle exhaust, and alcohol.
Yeah, it was great.
You have a funny look on your face. Wait a moment. I know this look. Oh, Leo, you've met a woman. This is wonderful news. Tell me all about her. No, stop. This must be perfect. Let's have a drink and we'll talk about her like proper gentlemen.
Vince, no one does that.
Really? You don't talk about your courting intentions over a glass of cognac? Oh, I was saving this bottle for this very day. And these cigars have aged so nicely in the humidor. I even have a bottle saved for your first child.
Are you serious? I'm only 18.
You have never experienced something as delectable and expensive as this. Trust me, Leo, when your first child is born, you'll thank me for it.
I am so confused right now.
Stop making me wait. Tell me about this woman.
Well, her name is Chloe. She's my age, and she's...
The absolute picture of beauty. As if she just walked off a fashion plate with her lovely curls all in place and perfectly rouged cheeks.
What year are you living in?
I don't know. Is it 2016 still?
No. You really need to go out around humans more. Anyway, I'm going to ask her out.
Yes, of course. And she won't say no to you. Now then, on your first date, you're to use my car. No, you'll use the town car. Yes, a chauffeured experience is preferable. Let's see. Dinner will cost you at least $300, and then there's somewhere nice to go. Perhaps a quiet beach spot. Ah! Felix has a private beach. He could let you use it.
I was thinking of taking her on my bike to dinner or something, and then ride along the beach.
Well, if you insist on that sort of thing, fine. It's your date, and I'm so excited for you. My young gentleman's growing up so fast.
Oh, you are so weird.
I'm old enough to be fine with that.
Hey, Isaac.
Hey, Leo. Something wrong with your bike?
No. I wanted to ask you something. I thought you might be able to answer my question.
¿Qué eso?
If someone who's human wants to ask out one of your people, how do you do that? Do you just ask her out, or what?
Are you asking Chloe out?
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to.
Well, good luck then.
She's not interested?
I don't know about that. I do know I've never seen Chloe date outside of our own. I'm not saying she won't. I'm saying I haven't seen it. Most of us stay with the pack. But there's always exceptions.
Huh. Okay. Thanks, Isaac. See you later.
I never said don't try, Leo.
Yeah, I know.
Janelle, I'm here at the grand opening of Annika Hines' newest retail location. Her boutique, Annika, has become so popular in South Florida, there is a line outside the door. I spoke to a few of the customers who said they just hope they can get one item before it is out of stock. Channel 7 spoke briefly to Annika Hines, who assured us she is planning two more locations and is working on a sustainable retail model that will create at least 200 jobs in the South Florida area. I am Carlos De La Rosa for Channel 7 News, Miami.
I am glad Annika is doing so well. That boutique of hers was a worthwhile investment. Are you all right, Leo? You barely ate anything at dinner.
Vince, I want to talk to you about something.
I'm listening.
Now, don't get mad, okay? It's pretty serious.
I'll try not to. Did you get someone pregnant?
No!
Well, we were just talking about your first child yesterday. I had to make sure, you know.
It's nothing like that.
Do you need to transfer schools?
No! Vince! Listen! It's important, okay? I want to talk to Isaac, and then maybe start the paperwork. I want to be turned.
You what?
You said you won't be mad!
Oh, no. I'm not mad, Leonardo. I am livid. No son of mine is going to be turned into a dirt-crawling werewolf. Who put this in your head? Isaac Carrillo?
Vince, I want to do this!
I said no!
You can't tell me no!
Stay here. I mean it. Do not leave this house.
Where are you going?
To see that mongrel Carrillo.
He doesn't know about this, Vince!
Where is Isaac Carrillo?
I'm right here. Jesus, don't scream.
You put these ridiculous ideas into my son's head.
What? The bike? It's not a big deal.
My son wants to be turned into one of you.
He what? There's been some mistake. I never said a word about that to him earlier.
Earlier? You both spoke about this. You will fix this, Carrillo. I mean it. I will not have my son turning into some mongrel that rolls in the dirt once a month.
Hey, watch it.
Now is not the time to trifle with me.
Do you think I'm afraid of you, Vince?
Stop, Vince! Damn it, I told you he doesn't know anything about this!
Leo, what the hell is going on, man?
Vince, I told you he doesn't know!
Leo, I told you to stay home!
I'm not going to let you two fight over this!
Too late, mijo.
Fine. Unlike the werewolf, I have self-control. If you are so concerned that you disobeyed my orders and came here, then I suppose we can have a civilized discussion. If Isaac can handle it.
Getting real tired of your mouth, Vince. I'm about to rip it off.
Oh, do try.
Stop! I didn't do this so you guys could start a war! Just listen to me!
Fine. Leo, why in the hell are you starting a war?
I'm not trying to. Look, I got a taste of what you all have. That freedom, the family, the friends. That bike night, how you all were so close. While I was there, Chloe was telling me about...
Oh, God's sakes, Leonardo.
Now I get it.
What?
All this is over a woman.
No, it isn't. There's more to it than that. Maybe if I turned, then I won't be Vince Morietti's son all the time. I get so sick of hearing, oh, you're Vince's kid, or are you a thrall? Maybe if I do this, then people won't keep asking me those stupid questions.
Leo.
Maybe once. Just once. Forget it.
I'll talk to him if you want. It's, this isn't worth a war, man.
You're right, but I'll talk to him. He is my son, after all.
If it's any consolation, my son's 21 now. They do this sort of thing at his age. It'll work out.
Of course. I apologize for storming in.
Hey, it's okay. You're protecting your own. I get that.
I'm going to go and find Leo.
Give him some time to cool down.
Hi, Leo. What's up?
I got into a fight with Vince. Just kind of ended up here.
What happened?
I kinda told him I wanted to turn.
Into a vampire? I'd think he'd be happy about that.
No, one of you.
Us? Leo, I don't think you should.
What? Why not?
Well, why are you doing it?
I don't know, I just want something that's not, hi, I'm Vince Morietti's kid.
Then you definitely shouldn't. No one would turn you anyway. Not for that reason. If you want to turn, you need a really good reason. The courts won't even approve your reason. Can I give you some advice?
Yeah.
I was born like this. Turning isn't a choice I got to make. I don't mind it, because it's all I ever knew, but I've seen people turn and they regret it. If you want to turn, wait a few years and make a decision then. There's no going back from it. This isn't like a tattoo you can get removed, you know?
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I really want it. I just want to do something.
So, you want to piss your dad off? Cool. How mad will he be if you skipped out this weekend and spent his money at Universal?
Without asking? Real mad.
Then we should do it.
I'll see you Friday morning.
The call reported a disturbance at Morningside Park.
This is Unit 41 David 8. We'll go take a look.
Are we doing patrol work?
Probably a bunch of kids hanging out. Everyone's freaked because of the full moon. Not a big deal.
True. And there they are. Hey, that's Leo Moretti, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. See, like I said, bunch of kids hanging out.
Hey, Leo. We got a call about a disturbance.
What? We were just talking.
The park is closed, guys.
Are we in trouble?
Nah, just move to the sidewalks or something. You're fine.
No one move.
Catherine, oh god. Leo, you and your friends, stay still.
Detective.
What?
Call it in, Catherine. Move slow.
What's going on?
I said, don't move. This is Unit 41 David 6. We need immediate assistance to you. Jesus!
Detective?
Shoot him!
This is Unit 41 David 8. Witnessed an illegal hunt. Shots fired. Suspect is loose. Victim is alive.
Copy that. Ambulance and assistance is en route, Detective.
Leo! Oh, God. Leo, don't move. We're getting you some help.
Damn it, Vince. Pick up. Vince, it's Detective Escobar. Call me back at this number. It is an emergency. It's Leo. Okay, ambulance is almost here. I see the lights.
Leo, the ambulance is coming. We got you. Hey, can you answer something? It's okay if you can't. Did it bite you?
I don't know! Someone call my dad!
Hey everyone, it's Jally. I want to thank you all so much for listening to this episode of The Veiled Monarch. To find out more about The Veiled Monarch and Hey It's Jally Entertainment, visit heyitsjally.com. You'll find ways to connect with the community, ways to support the audio dramas, and more entertainment. I'd like to thank the wonderful cast of The Veiled Monarch for bringing these characters to life. Thank you all so much for working so hard on this audio drama. I'd also like to thank Will Frost for his creativity and writing. And I'd like to thank all of our supporters on Patreon. You guys help make this possible.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live bands, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
T
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
And you are tuned into CITR 101.9 FM, and that's all the time that we'll have for Skull Tall. We'll round up a little bit early tonight. Coming up soon, though, we'll have